When the mind of any sentient being directly perceives conventional truths, so we are looking at chairs, people, and so forth, they appear to exist from their own side. But when the mind of a superior being, who's that? That's a person who's realized emptiness directly, non-conceptually. When the superior being directly perceives these things, nothing appears other than emptiness. Okay? This person's mind is totally mixed with the mere absence of inherently existent phenomena. So what I'm trying to establish here is that a person who has realized emptiness directly, someone who has a non-conceptual direct perception of the ultimate nature of things, this person has non-mistaken, we say uncontaminated perception when they're engaging in their meditation on emptiness. It's the truth. They see the truth. What we see is not the truth. We don't see the truth. We see a false object. We grasp at it as existing from its own side. So, what's all this got to do with anything? Shantideva defines an ultimate truth as a phenomenon that is true for the uncontaminated mind of a superior being. Okay, well now, what is an ultimate truth? It's something that is true for a superior being, a person who's realized ultimate truth. And an uncontaminated mind is a mind that realizes emptiness directly. And this mind is the only unmistaken awareness and is possessed exclusively by superior beings. So we don't have those minds unless we're a superior being. If you're a superior being, I apologize. But, you know, all of our minds are mistaken. All of them. Even when we're meditating on emptiness, they're mistaken minds. They're valid, but they're mistaken. Why? Because we're still grasping at that appearance of emptiness as inherently existent. How strange is that? We grasp at emptiness as inherently existent emptiness. Very strange. But that's due to our ignorance. We haven't yet penetrated with our concentration to the level of a superior being. This is due to the imprints of ignorance in our mind, ripening all the time, giving us this wrong idea. So because the uncontaminated minds of superior beings are completely unmistaken, anything directly perceived by them to be true is necessarily an ultimate truth. I suppose I'm just trying to establish that right now, please don't be upset if you think, I can't see ultimate truth directly. That's a long way off. You know, what we need now is an intellectual understanding of emptiness. First, to understand with great wisdom the things that lack existence from their own side. Then to understand with clear wisdom that conventional truths and ultimate truths are the same nature. So when I'm talking about conventional truths from now on, more or less, I'm talking about subtle conventional truths, mere appearance or mere name. If we come back to the... we have an invasion here. Come back to the verse. I will never grasp the things I normally see, but just be satisfied with their mere name. Okay, this is a conclusion we try to come to after understanding emptiness, understanding conventional truth, ultimate truth, understanding subtle conventional truth, that things exist as mere name. Just be happy with that. Accept everything exists as a mere name. If I search behind that name for the real object, I'll always fail. I will never find it. I will be eternally frustrated. But if I'm happy to accept the appearance and to give it a name, you know, my partner, my cat, that's fine. It all works, you know. So I'll be just satisfied with their mere name. So this is a profound realization. How to meditate on this deeper understanding of emptiness of ourself and our body and so on. How do we do this? Here's a meditation on page 247 of, what's this called? How to Transform Your Life. Myself, who was born through causes and conditions as a human being, is unfindable when I search for it with wisdom within my body and mind, or separate from my body and mind. Okay, so this sentence has many parts to it, doesn't it? Myself, first of all. So what self are we talking about? What are we talking about when we say myself? We're saying myself who was born through causes and conditions as a human being. Okay? Myself who was born through causes and conditions. Not the inherent existent self that I usually grasp at. We did that meditation before. Now we've got a deeper level of understanding. Myself who was born through causes and conditions. I'm a produced phenomenon. I'm an impermanent phenomenon, changing moment by moment. That self, okay? Even this self is unfindable when I search for it with wisdom, within my body and my mind, or separate from my body and mind. Okay? Just can't find. This proves that myself that I normally see does not exist at all. Okay? This proves that myself that I normally see does not exist at all. Because don't forget, intellectually now we may understand myself is a mere name. We're thinking, that's not the self I normally see. Correct. But whenever we perceive ourself, the mere self, we also perceive the self we normally see. These two are always mixed together. Always mixed together. So we need this meditation to remind us that we can never find anything that we can point to amongst our body and mind and call it the self. There's nothing there that we can say, this is the self. Okay. So there's a special way to do this meditation. Okay, so there's a couple of sentences which we need to memorize and contemplate. We contemplate deeply until we feel that our self that we normally see disappears and we perceive a space-like emptiness that is the mere absence of our self that we normally see. And we feel that our mind enters into this space-like emptiness and remains there single-pointedly. So we try to feel gently that our mind is mixing with the ultimate nature of, in this case, the self we normally see. Okay? So this meditation you need to do very, very relaxed, very gentle, not much thinking, in fact, no thinking if possible. Stop thinking, just experience it. This meditation is called space-like meditative equipoise on emptiness. Just as eagles soar through the vast expanse of the sky without meeting any obstructions, needing only minimal effort to maintain their flight, so advanced meditators concentrating on emptiness can meditate on emptiness for a long time with little effort.